producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover.
You want answers?
You want answers?
Well, so does he.
Well, so does he.
I'm Alex Jones.
He's Alex Jones.
All right, in the interest of time, we'll shut this down, and with Joel Gilbert, go right into the film. Again, this is a full sneak peek review of the film. We'll post it in its entirety by tonight or tomorrow. It'll be up on Infowars.com. But I just hope people, usually I don't push like this with films we promote, but it just really needs to be seen. The exclusive place to get it is InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Get into Peggy Joseph, the last clip we're going to be playing here today, Joel.
Okay, so Peggy Joseph is the infamous Obama voter in Florida in 2008. They caught her on camera saying, Obama's going to pay for my gas. He's going to pay for my mortgage. This is fantastic. So I tracked her down 6 years later, and she told me the story that she was just caught up in the emotion of the moment because Obama was promising all this stuff, and the wonderful Wizard of Oz is going to save my life and make everything wonderful, and that she had actually now educated herself and doesn't support Obama and felt he was nothing but a charlatan, another Wizard of Oz.
Peggy Joseph took her daughter out of school early Wednesday. Her emotions ran high following Obama's speech.
I won't have to worry about putting gas in my car. I won't have to worry about paying my mortgage.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Are you Peggy Joseph?
Yes, I am.
I have a present for you. I brought you some ruby slippers.
Slippers?
Yes.
I didn't order any slippers.
I know. Well, I'm making a documentary. I'd like to talk to you. Do you mind?
I won't have to worry about putting gas in my car. I won't have to worry about paying my mortgage.
Did Obama pay for your mortgage? And did he pay for your gas?
Absolutely not. Mortgage got worse and gas has got prices got higher. During that time, we needed a change, but a change for the better, not for the worse. He had a very big voice, just like the Wizard of Oz. The Wizard was this little teeny, teeny, tiny man. And I think it's the same thing with Obama, man behind the curtain. Not who we thought or expected him to be. I was Dorothy in the Wizard of Oz. That's how I feel. I was Dorothy. I started getting more, a little bit more educated about politics and reading more. What I learned is never trust the wizard. It's within ourselves to have the determination, the courage, and the brains to bring us to our destiny.
Is America still the land of opportunity?
100%. It is. Anything that you want to do or become, you can do it in America.
And that's why they want to wreck it, so that you got to go to them and they can control you. I want to play a final clip here. This is, because you mentioned it, the former Green Beret who infiltrated the Weathermen. These are people that advised Obama, and this is what they plan to do to Americans. Here it is.
And they felt that this counter-revolution could best be guarded against by creating and establishing re-education centers in the Southwest. Where we would take all the people who needed to be re-educated into the new way of thinking and teach them how things were going to be. I ask, well, what is going to happen to those people that we can't re-educate, that are die-hard capitalists? And the reply was that they'd have to be eliminated. And when I pursued this further, they estimated that they would have to eliminate 25 million people in these re-education centers. And when I say eliminate, I mean kill. 25 million people.
That's Larry Graffold.
I want you to imagine sitting in a room
in the film
with 25
too.
People.
That's in the film.
Most of which have graduate degrees from Columbia and other well-known education.
Calmly
centers.
Talking about killing 25 million.
And them figuring out the logistics for the elimination of 25 million people.
And of course.
And they were dead serious.
Larry Graffold is in the film. That's why you need to get it. He just died Was it late last year or this year? What a great guy.
Yeah.
And imagine having to sit around for years with the weathermen, with Ayers and all of them talking about blowing up cops and everything else. It's really disgusting. Listen, thank you so much, Joel. We're going to have you back again soon on the nightly news as well. And just thank you for making a great film.
Thanks,
Alex. Definitely get people thinking. Great job.
Thank you.
Thank you. Nightly news tonight, 7 o'clock.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Aging starts at the cellular level. When cells become toxic, they die early, and aging sets in.
In the past decade, we have witnessed unparalleled scientific discoveries. During that period, key patented compounds have focused on mitochondrial growth, nerve growth, and rejuvenation. But no one has put together a formula that focuses directly on brain health, nerve growth factors, and optimizing your cellular energy at the same time. We now have the synergistic solution. DNA Force, just one of the key compounds. BioPQQ is backed by major clinical studies and over 175 PubMed-listed published studies. You want the best that's out there at the lowest price anywhere? The ultimate value, cutting-edge, trailblazing game changer that also supports the InfoWar. Secure your DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. DNA Force from InfoWars Life.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
We're live, ladies and gentlemen. It is the 27th day of October 2014. It is extremely crystal clear now, studying the global Ebola crisis, that Western governments in Europe, in England and other areas are trying to block the Ebola coming in, and the United States, the people running it, are doing everything they can to A, bring it in, and B, cover up that it's spreading. Steve Quayle joins us in the second hour today to give us his take and from his sources where he thinks all this is going. Love him or hate him, he wrote books back in the mid-1990s predicting airborne Ebola would be the false flag here in the United States. I'm looking forward to hearing what he has to say. Now, that said, there are two articles up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com that are also front and center, not hard to find on DrudgeReport.com, because it's the top stories there. CDC rebukes Christie, the nurse who was treating Ebola patient who was quarantined, basically ordered release by the feds when the feds don't even have that power. States have quarantine power as well. So if we go to Drudge, we can show folks the front page there. CDC rebukes Christie, nurse released. Now, linked in red, right down below that, U.S. soldiers returning from Liberia are being placed in isolation in Vicenza, Italy. For more than 21 days, CBS News reports, even though they say that they're not showing any signs of having Ebola, that they will be held until they are found to be Ebola-free, and then they will be shipped back to whatever bases they came from, whether it be in Germany or the United States or somewhere else. Now, that is what you're supposed to do. When you come out of a hot zone as a medical worker or anybody else, you're supposed to be held in medical quarantine for 21 days. They have the Army bases for it. They have the hospital ships for it. The procedure for Doctors Without Borders, I went and looked it up, was sure enough to, depending on what you're treating and how long it incubates, you wait in the country. After you've been in the hot zone area in a hotel room or a house, so you can monitor yourself once you're out of the main hot zone on the edge of it, then you get on an airplane or on a boat and come back. And we know these people aren't self-quarantining. The doctor last week in New York that was coming back from Africa who had Ebola is now into the next stage of blood coming out of his orifices, AP is reporting. He's now into that stage of his eyes turning red and all the rest of it. He went to the bowling alley and on the A train subway and to restaurants and to the store and now to the cabs, just all over the place. He's a medical doctor. We appreciate him trying to fight Ebola, but why would he come back and be sick with a fever running around doing all this? Why would a nurse from Dallas who treated the Ebola patient out of fever call the CDC and say, can I fly? Oh, yes, honey, go ahead. So in those two articles, you see the dichotomy, the paradox. We should do an article just on this itself. One of our writers should, or somebody should, pointing out that the Army quarantines people that have been around Ebola, what you're supposed to do, and the Obama White House does everything it can to stop states from exercising their rights and their duty to quarantine people that have been around an Ebola patient and that have a fever. And people are like, Alex, don't push a police state. It's going to be a police state when this thing gets out of hand, which is very clear is going on right now. Because once this starts to spread, after the election, once they let us know it's spreading, if that is indeed the case, which it looks like it is, every signpost, every arrow, every alarm, every indicator points at that. I pray that's not the case. The public confidence believes it's spreading. The public is not confident in government. Those polls are out there. People know they're being lied to. So we've got this whole pantheon of issues going on. The military, the Army, is following its procedures and following the law and quarantining U.S. Army personnel. 5,000 were sent in. Now when some of them are set to go back out, or they're ill, they're being sent to a U.S. military base, about a five-hour flight out of West Africa. And they land, and they're quarantined. Not here in the U.S. You're a nurse treating an Ebola patient. You have a fever. Honey, you can go. That's why I marvel that the default position has been turned off and no reasons have been given. Now we have a five-year-old boy being tested for Ebola at New York City Hospital, at Bellevue Hospital, last night. And we're getting more reports from medical doctors who are scared and nurses that indeed people that show signs of Ebola bleeding out of every orifice are being disappeared by federal teams. We've had high-level Border Patrol break that down here as well. This is going on. Now, do they have Ebola? We don't know that. But why would they be disappearing them if it was malaria that only causes bleeding in very rare cases and doesn't look like Ebola? Why aren't they just putting a slide under the microscope and seeing that the parasite isn't there from malaria? Our story went mega viral around the web. We were avalanched, crushed in the response from nurses, doctors, and others saying either they've seen stuff like this happen or heard about it from other healthcare professionals. I hope and pray that it's just panicking and that but still people are being disappeared. That's a huge issue, and the controlled corporate press is going along with it. Notice they had the EAS alert take over all the TV in the country last week, and they claim it was a mistake. A lot of big stuff's going on. We're going to break it all down. But here is a Ja'Kari Jackson piece put together, a montage with Captain America, that I think is extremely powerful, where art imitates life, or maybe vice versa. Then we'll come back and get into a bunch of other key news. Stay with us.
Do you want to kill Nazis?
I don't want to kill anyone. I don't like bullies. I don't care where they're from.
I believe Captain America was a composite character that really kind of captured the essence of that generation. There's another analogy to be taken from Captain America, and that is that that generation and America in general has essentially fallen asleep like Captain America did, as you see him wake up in the second Captain America movie to find that he's living in an authoritarian police state.
For a second day in a row, a group of World War II vets literally took down a barrier blocking off the World War II Memorial in Washington, D.C.
Harry needs a barricade back!
Well, he seemed pretty chipper for someone who just found out they died for nothing.
Wow. I go protect Iraqis in Iraq, and I come back and I find that my fellow Americans are being attacked by police.
I'm well aware of the danger. I've spent 8 years in combat.
For once, we're way ahead of the curve.
By holding a gun to everyone on Earth, you're calling it protection.
The police and National Guard going street by street, house to house, and instructions to disarm anyone inside.
We're going to neutralize a lot of threats before they even happen.
But the punishment usually came after the crime.
And when they say, I want my lawyer, you tell them, shut up.
Your time is expired.
Don't get a lawyer. You're an enemy combatant.
Yes, did some nasty stuff.
Yeah. We compromised, sometimes in ways that made us not sleep so well.
Well, when I was in Afghanistan, they usually kept us outside these buildings, and the other government agency guys, probably like DEA, CIA, and all of that, they would go into these kind of rooms like that, exactly, and they would be torturing people from in there. Horrible scream to hear a grown person like that being tortured.
And you're watching as this opium is being grown. We provide them security, we're providing them resources, and we're providing them alternatives.
Captain America is a fugitive from S.H.I.E.L.D.
With all due respect, if S.H.I.E.L.D. is conducting a manhunt for Captain America, we deserve to know why.
You have a lot of people that are coming out of the military that have the ability and the knowledge to build IEDs and to defeat law enforcement techniques.
This is only going to get worse once it starts. And again, there's no veterans doing anything right now. No IEDs. They are literally getting the police to pick a fight with veterans.
You are standing in my breath.
How did you get here?
Invited them.
This operation paperclip after World War II, S.H.I.E.L.D. recruited German scientists with strategic value.
All I could help their cause.
Operation Paperclip explores the secret military program that hired scientists who used slave labor to build the V-2 rocket, and others who used concentration camp victims for human experiments.
The responsibility for the staggering loss of life and property is uniformly placed on Hitler and the Nazis, but excluded from the official history is the fact that Hitler and the National Socialists would not have risen to power without the help of international bankers and American and German corporations.
She's disabling security protocols and dumping all the secrets onto the internet.
Including Hydras.
And Shields.
What about Bradley Manning? What about Bradley Manning?
I think the revelations are terrible because they were revealed. What's his name?
Snowden.
Yeah, Snowden. I think he's a traitor.
What about the others? Are you planning a rescue mission?
You think about what is going on with the Veterans Administration in the hospital and the fact that we have veterans that are dying because they're on a wait list. You talk about Sergeant Tamarisi and his situation.
You come to know that.
Something that I've been upset about and raising Cain about, so I'm going to ask you about it. And that's this right-wing extremism report that was mailed out to all law enforcement officials in the United States.
I've apologized for that report. It was not authorized to be distributed.
The experts are clear. Sunlight, purified water, healthy non-GMO food, and having a good attitude is essential to a healthy immune system. But I go further with Super Nascent Iodine X2 from InfoWarsLife.com. 50% stronger than our original and revolutionary Nascent Iodine formula, coming from a deep earth crystal source that no other supplier has. Most other forms of iodine come from seaweed in areas plagued by Fukushima and other contaminants. Not our iodine. It comes from over 200 million year old crystal salt deposits and is tested and proven to be completely pure. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today. See the informational videos, read the information there compiled, and for a limited time, when you use promo code NOW at checkout, you get an additional 5% off the entire family of InfoWarsLife.com products. Secure your Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
I love a dark house. Inside is all the stuff you work so hard for. And I'm gonna rob you blind.
Don't be the next victim of a break-in. Go to FakeTV.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone is inside watching TV and makes your home unappealing to would-be thieves.
Don't these people ever leave?
Starting at $24.95 and there's free shipping. Go to FakeTV.com or ask for it at your local hardware store. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com, the future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
Adam Miller here with Midas Resources. Today is October 24th, 2014. Gold opened at $1,233.30. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,278.54, $639.27 for a half ounce, or $319.63 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,278.54, $639.27, and $319.63.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
Did an excellent job. I listened to it. Had some family issues I had to attend to. And I said, David, you ought to read this whole article on air. And I know he read some of it. But I want to read the whole article on air later if I have time. Because it lets you know that we are living in an incredible tyranny. If they can take your life savings and you never even get to see a judge or a jury and there's no indictment, no arrest, because the IRS agent claimed it showed structuring by a 70-something-year-old woman who owns a small restaurant and who has no criminal record, because daily she would deposit the money for safety in a, quote, bank, and it was never above $10,000. That's because at a diner, a little diner, usually it was not more than $1,000 that she would make a day. People are using credit cards. And they said the mere fact, and they list a bunch of these cases, that you didn't ever put in more than $10,000 to trigger a suspicious report. One time I'd had a big event in L.A. with several thousand attendants, and we've been selling books and DVDs and made about $20,000. Sounds like a lot, but only half that's profit, and you got to pay for stuff, pay for getting everybody out there. But we made about $20,000 over 2 days. And each day, because it was on a Friday and a Saturday, we would go over to Bank of America at the time, was the account I had, and I would go in there, and they would go, are you sure you want to deposit this? This will trigger a suspicious report. And I'm like, what do you mean? I just sold a bunch of videos and books. Yeah. And we're going to pay the stupid tax of the private Federal Reserve on this. Americans are so cowardly now that I've wanted to give out bonuses before at Christmas party, maybe $200 here, $200 there. But to 40-something people, it's like $5,000, $6,000. And you go to the bank, and they're acting like you're a criminal to do it. And I even had somebody in my office, I want to say cowardly, but like, really, you're going to get cash out? I mean, what? How did we ever get like this? And now the IRS, with a straight face, tens of thousands of times a year, goes in to mainly mom-and-pop restaurants and shoe repair stores and things that they know full well do a cash business. And the smart ones, I guess, just never put it in the bank. They just go spend it and do stuff. No, no. You put it in the bank, there's not even a law. They claim it's a law. The New York Times doesn't get that exactly right. It's the interpretation of an asset forfeiture seizure regulation that the feds put in, and that's how cops will pull you over in corrupt jurisdictions and say, because they've been federalized in that they get the money from the feds. They seize it. It goes to the feds. And they pull an old lady over as their favorite target because they know the M.O., of older women, especially Depression era, most of them are dead now, to carry a lot of cash on them because they don't trust banks. Gee, wonder why. They'll have $3,000, $4,000, pull over that old lady driving a new Cadillac. Man, you got cash in there? Well, yes, sonny, I got $2,000. Really? They screwed up once with the state police. She was a multi-billion dollar oil baroness whose famous husband had died. She had like $5,000 in her purse, chicken feed. And she sued them and made a big deal out of it. They took her money. They just said, you can come on to the station. We're going to test these bills. We find drugs on any of it. We're going to indict you. They said, we're taking the money. And they said, if you don't like it, come on into the station. We'll go ahead and arrest you and then indict you right there. Or you can just let me have the money. Well, she drove on down the road and got her lawyers involved. But the average person doesn't have $1.5 billion in the bank. And isn't an old Texan who thinks it's wrong to have cops grab money out of your purse. This is pure theft on a monumental stage, and they want to hide it in plain view like it's okay. It wasn't bad that I didn't want to get mugged in my hotel room for $20,000, and then I went and put it in the bank to then have the accountants run it through the whole system. But the way the IRS works is they don't care. They will get 96% conviction rates in IRS court, and they know people are innocent. They've told people, I know, Treasury agents, others that we've had on, that we're criminals. We know you're innocent. We want to put you in jail to shut you up. Congressmen I've interviewed, like Hansen, no criminal record, fighting the IRS in his committee. They arrested him. He beat him. Arrested him again, beat him again. The next time, threw him on a plane and then drove him around for over a month in a vehicle till his feet burst, shackled, defecating all over himself. This is a criminal mafia, and everyone thinks groveling to them will protect you. It won't. It's illegitimate. It's paid to the private Federal Reserve. People say, well, then why do you pay it? Because I want to get the message out. I want to fight tyranny. I want to have every I dotted, every T crossed, triple accounting firms, not even taking some of the exemptions, so that when they do try to set us up, I am lily white, like the driven snow. nothing on us. The system doesn't care. So this is their war on small businesses. You should go read the article. Another New York Times article. In Cold War, U.S. spy agency used 1,000 Nazis to basically command the CIA, FBI, and other agencies. Well, sure. People like Klaus Barbie. Stay with us. I'm Alex Jones.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Do you lay awake at night and worry about the health and safety of you and your loved ones? Do you wonder what would happen if you weren't able to get to a hospital or doctor? How can you keep your family safe against the deadly pathogens that are beginning to emerge in the world today? Give yourself peace of mind with Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver is turning heads around the world as a new weapon in the fight against bacteria, viruses, and fungus. Supernatural Silver can be taken internally or used topically to help the body's own immune system fight off disease much more effectively. Supernatural Silver has been tested at independent universities and laboratories around the world and has been proven to be safe and highly effective against some of the planet's deadliest pathogens. There is no better product to have in your home for daily use or emergency preparedness. Go to supernaturalsilver.com, use the code SILVER2014 for 20% off, and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Another major health threat. This one in Toledo, Ohio, where everybody in the entire city has been told not to drink the water.
Ohio's governor declaring a state of emergency.
Did you know that the average person uses about 80 to 100 gallons of water at home every single day? If there's a water emergency, will you be prepared?
Panicked residents forming long lines throughout the day.
We're here at a supermarket in Toledo. You can see the shelves empty where water once was.
To stay safe and healthy during a crisis, you must have access to safe, clean water. Water which will not be available at your local grocery store.
There's a mad dash on right now to stock up on supplies.
The ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system is a must-have for every modern, independently minded household. Protect your family's safety during an emergency. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today to purchase your ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system or call 1-888-253-3139.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
By the way, since I mentioned the FEC, the federal government, wanting to regulate the Drudge Report, they've been making these statements. Since I mentioned that earlier, why don't I just play Tucker Carlson and the Fox News piece where he discusses this?
So what would it mean to regulate speech on the internet, to regulate these ads, YouTube, Drudge Report?
Well, I think this portends a great threat. When you look at the internet today, you'll see hundreds of thousands of postings in all forms, from chat rooms to Facebook and social media to websites that people build to put out political messages to YouTube postings and, of course, blogs, right? And people have been doing this for a decade or more now, and the American people have become quite accustomed to going online and picking up political commentary and information. But if the Federal Election Commission were to start regulating all of those blogs and websites and social media pages, I can't imagine what it would take. I take it, it would probably require a team of government regulators culling the internet daily to look for violators, to look for people who aren't reporting their expenditures online. What is the cost of a blog, for example? Would we have to start sending letters out to all these posters saying, how much money did you spend on your blog? So I can't imagine a regulatory regime reaching deep into the internet.
It would have a huge effect on American life, that's for sure. And, I mean, no offense. Everyone respects the FEC, but it's an unelected body. How would it have the power to regulate political speech on the internet? I mean, shouldn't Congress be doing that anyway?
I think you're right. Let me go back to the point I made just a minute ago. The only writ that the Federal Election Commission has to regulate political speech at all is to regulate large expenditures to disseminate speech. The Supreme Court recognized that the reason we do regulate any speech at all is to prevent corruption of the political system and the corruption that can come from contributions to candidates. But, you know, the internet has been a low-cost mechanism for
enough.
People to speak and communicate.
They're trying to say that if you promote something, you're pro-gun, you shouldn't be able to do it because that's political. Or that if you're a church, you can't say you're against abortion because that's political. Everything has a political area to it. Everything can be called political. Congress shall make no law respecting the establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof or the freedom of the press or the people to peaceably assemble and to petition their government for a redress of grievances. You can go read the First Amendment. It's got the press. It's got assembly. It's got demonstrations. It's got expression. It's got religious freedom that you cannot make a law. It's not your area. Common sense. Bloomberg can spend $100 million in the last 3 years. That was in Bloomberg last week. He spent over $100 million of his money gotten from Wall Street insider deals to try to get people like Mike Martinez elected mayor who says, I want to confiscate all guns. And he's got enough Californians coming into Austin to do it, if he had his way. To try to get rid of the sheriff in Milwaukee that said, buy guns and protect yourself. $500,000 got spent trying to get rid of him. Brought in out of New York City. I don't blame New Yorkers. They hate their political class. But what is New York doing in Wisconsin and in Texas telling people what to do? Oh, but Bloomberg can give his money all day because it's not political that he wants to restrict guns and Bill Gates and Warren Buffett. I think I'm going to throw up. Bloomberg himself, from his own personal money, gave $150,000. But you add all the Bill Gatesian PACs together, $500,000. But Dinesh D'Souza got three or four friends to give the maximum together in a pool. Didn't fill out the right paperwork to try to get his friend elected to the Senate running for Hillary's seat, and he is now spending 9 months in a jail. And the Orwellian headline was, Dinesh D'Souza escapes prison. And, you know, evades being able to go to prison. And you read he's being locked up in one of those minimum security things they don't call a prison. See, because there's 2 million people in medium and maximum security. Another 5 million in these other lockdown facilities. They don't like the fact that we have more prisoners anywhere else in the world, so they don't call it prisons. It's all games, ladies and gentlemen. Now, I want to get into the Nazi rat line. I want to get into law lets IRS seize accounts on suspicion, no crime required. How about a headline, law lets government agents rape your daughters? I mean, if they passed a law like that, would it be legitimate or would it be illegitimate? I don't care if you have a law that black people got to go out and put a yoke around their neck and pull a plow. The law is a fraud. I don't care if you interpret some regulation you passed, you know, back in the 80s, a reign of terror to quote, legalize government robbing old people mainly. They mainly target old people that are right at retirement age. Because they know they just freak out and go have a heart attack and their kids don't help them. I've identified that pattern. And the IRS says they've done a great job. They're very proud of themselves. Arnold's Park, Iowa, for almost 40 years, Carol Henders has dished out Mexican specialties at her modest cash-only restaurant. For just as long, she deposited the earnings at a small bank branch a block away until last year when two tax agents knocked on her door and informed her that they had seized her checking account, almost $33,000. By the way, you don't get it back. The Internal Revenue Service agents did not accuse Ms. Henders of money laundering or cheating on her taxes. In fact, she had not been charged with any crime. Instead, the money was seized solely because she had deposited less than $10,000 at a time, which they viewed as an attempt to avoid triggering a required government report. She went on and explained with her receipts that she'd never made $10,000. Well, she hadn't made $10,000 in a week. That's why the deposits were $500, $1,000, $600. And they just said, it doesn't matter, cupcake. We interpret this as that. Your money's ours. And there's other people in this article who've spent hundreds of thousands trying to get hundreds of thousands back. And the government will pile in with everything they've got to make sure you got to spend millions to get it back because they want to continue this premeditated, racketeering, organized crime practice. And that's what it is. Now, let's expand on that. Remember the fellow we had on a couple times a couple years ago? I have to look up his name. Headline from CBS News with a straight face in Chicago was, "Man faces life in prison for filming police." They come out to his junkyard that his parents had, that he owns, they're dead. And they haul off a bunch of his 50s cars that are worth tens of thousands apiece. And they say, well, we've changed the zoning now. You used to live out in the county? Well, we call it the city now. We're taking your cars. So he filmed them. So they arrested him. Michael Allison. Just type in the headline, Michael Allison faces life in prison. And he faced, because of the concurrent sentences, because then he went and filmed them again, life in prison, and the state sent a state attorney down and pushed for the maximum conviction until the judge said, this is Twilight Zone. I'm ordering this case dropped. Guess what they did? The state put money in to try to unseat that judge. I mean, these people are authoritarian crazies. They want to take old ladies everything they got out of the bank. No judge, no jury, no arrest, no nothing. They want to arrest and disappear whoever they can. They want to put Michael Allison with no criminal record, a grease monkey that works on cars and owns his own scrapyard. Probably a fun guy to go play poker with. They don't like that. You're not a big giant box store. You're not allowed to have lemonade stands. You're not allowed to have farmers markets. They're shutting them down everywhere. They don't want little people getting together and going down to the corner store and buying enchiladas. By the way, I saw the article. David Knight covered it yesterday. Will you guys print it where the illegal alien shot two cops out in California? And he'd been deported twice and had all these felonies. And I saw another story where they're still fighting and putting money in to try to unseat any sheriff that will report to ICE. La Raza, Mecha, the Democratic Party, will come run against even Democrats in places like Travis County. If they follow the federal law they haven't been able to repeal. There it is, Sacramento area, cop shooting suspect had already been deported twice, Breitbart. And had this huge felony record. And then if you arrest someone and you report that they've got felonies and run that through to ICE, do you know what the Democratic Party does? They come and try to throw you out of your Democrat or Republican. This is crazy, total criminal gang energy where we're going to take old ladies' bank accounts for no reason. We're going to arrest people that film us and try to put them in jail for life on their own property at their junkyard. We're going to let people go that have attacked and have felonies and have been deported twice so they can kill cops. It is Twilight Zone. So I want to be clear. It's not the average cops. It's not even the average bureaucrat or even the average IRS person that is a hardcore criminal. But it is the people running the system that are. And more the criminal energy is so strong that they are boldly trying to crush everyone's will and just come completely out with the most outrageous stuff you can imagine to set the precedent to do whatever they want in this country. There are hundreds of thousands of asset forfeiture seizure cases a year in this country where no drugs or anything illegal is found, and it turns out in court the money is completely legitimate. Someone would have to be crazy to keep all their cash in a bank or keep all their precious metals in a bank. Hedge your bets. And all the time you'll hear about they'll SWAT team someone because they were rumored to have $300,000 worth of gold. California's really bad on this. They SWAT team people for as little as $100,000 in gold because a, quote, informant tells them, and then they come and take your gold, and you go, here's my receipts. I bought this gold with after-tax money. And they go, oh, you got to prove that. The government is out of control. Do you understand that? It's turning into a third-world country, or worse. Hugo Chavez didn't do stuff like this, and he was bad. It's outrageous, and it just goes on, and they put it in the New York Times and admit it's horrible, but no one gets in trouble. And everybody's scared. That only encourages this. Meanwhile, the illegal aliens are above the law. Actually above the law. We have a source inside the military base, high level, where U.S. troops are reportedly being quarantined, being watched for Ebola, but have just been in West Africa battling Ebola. We are investigating right now. We have breaking news coming up. Just going to throw that out there. Might be at the end of the show, might be earlier, might be tomorrow, but we're on it right now with SSG Joe Biggs and all of his amazing sources. That's why we've got Joe in here. He's got a lot of great sources, and he's willing to get in there, get shot with rubber bullets, go down to the border, get the job done. That's what I like. They say folks don't want to hire veterans for whatever reason. All the veterans I got working here are some of the only people that do exactly what I tell them when I tell them. I just say, go do this. Well, then he goes and does it because you're in the Air Force. Or Joe Biggs, go do this, and he goes and does it. It's very refreshing. I got great crew. This crew does exactly what we want because they do a fabulous job in here every day. It's just that that military mindset of getting the job done is amazing. But I digress. GMOs may be to blame for spike in kids suffering from inflammatory bowel disease. I'm going to cover that. It's very important. And it ties into a major biotech firm facing legal blitz over genetically modified corn. CDC finally admits that Ebola can float through the air 3 feet. Frontline healthcare workers must protect themselves from aerosol transmission. Well, we don't need the CDC to tell us this. It was kind of like 6-7 years ago, Perino, the press secretary, was being asked, is there inflation? Is that why oil prices are up? She said, well, I'm not going to comment on that, as if we need to know from her whether there was oil inflation because of a devalued dollar at the time. Is it daytime outside, Perino? Can I wipe my hind end now, Perino? Is it wrong the IRS is taking people's bank accounts for absolutely no reason and admitting it? Is child molestation wrong? Is robbing banks wrong? Is robbing old ladies wrong? We already have a conscience. We know what's right and wrong. We can't let them define reality anymore. So that's all coming up. I'm going to do my daily ritual here. I forgot to do this morning. So I'm going to double down, if you're a TV viewer, with the secret sauce that won't be here for another week or two. A little squirt of that. Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine. Nice, healthy dose of that. Silver Bullet from InfoWarsLife.com. 30 parts per million. I don't usually take this every day, but with all the stuff going on in the season that's here, I take it many times a day, 3 times a day. Fluoride Shield, chelating, not just fluoride, but other heavy metals, supercharging the body's defenses and capacity to defend itself. And then the Super Male Vitality for clarity, energy, and a healthy dose of Popeye-like libido. Strong to the finish, as I eat my spinach, I'm Popeye the Sailor Man. What was his nemesis name? Bluto? I will gladly pay you Tuesday. Was that Wimpy? He always wants hamburgers? I forget his name. The point is that I'm strong to the finish because I take 6 capsules a day. This may be too much for some people because it is certified, patented to regrow nerves. And so if you've got old injuries and stuff or areas that have gone numb, like my torn Achilles started coming back. Personally, when I started taking DNA Force with the CoQ10, the BioPQQ, and so many other things in nutraceutical organic levels that nobody else can counter, other formulas that aren't even as strong are twice to four times the price of DNA Force. It is a game changer. InfoWarsLife.com, and your purchase of Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine that I believe is just as important as colloidal silver when it comes to the type of things we're facing right now. The silver bullet, all of it. The lung cleanse. Oh, I need to do the lung cleanse. Here it is. Lung cleanse has a whole bunch of essential oils and things in it. InfoWarsLife.com. I'm not going to go over all the things it's got in it. Go to InfoWarsLife.com and read about it. But it is thick and oily. It's not just some mist with some menthol in it. 3 times in the mouth. And then suck in. Then I take my DNA Force, just got to make a ritual out of it. I've never been a vitamin guy until I got into these, and it's changed my life. People could see my skin looks better. I'm losing weight. InfoWarsLife.com. Or InfoWarsStore.com will get you to the big major site with all the subdivisions like InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsHealth.com, Made in U.S. Made in 1776.com, Made in America, Patriot, Bolon Labe Apparel. And your purchase supports the entire transmission. We have the new camo long sleeve Bolon Labe shirts that are becoming a bestseller. Ball caps and more, perfect in time for Christmas. I know that's politically incorrect. Christmas, 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 Christmas. Rachel Maddow doesn't like it. Christmas, Christmas, Christmas.
I've always believed in nutrition and herbs. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. Sourced from powerful organic herbs, harvested around the planet, and then concentrated for maximum potency.
I just received my Male Vitality about 3 days ago, and I must say, that is good stuff.
After consulting top doctors, nutritionists, pharmacists, and others, we have developed what I believe is the ultimate non-GMO organic Super Male Vitality formula. Super Male Vitality by InfoWars Life is so powerful that I only take half the recommended dose.
I jump out of bed ready to fight these criminals every day. I look forward to waking up and taking my Super Male Vitality and get the day started.
It's not just the Super Male Vitality. All the products at InfoWarsLife.com are simply amazing. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster. With MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Mike Stenerson for Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. We'll be right back.
Survival Shield, Nascent Iodine X2, the Deep Earth Crystal Source that nobody else has. That's just supercharged my body, my energy, everything. It's that missing link that the system doesn't want people to know about. Clearly, at the current rate, we're going to sell out of it very, very quickly. And we've got a 10-week lead time on getting it in. We have put in another order, but it's got to be manufactured in the laboratory. It's a deadly gas. The form that we have from pure crystals, it turns into a gas. It has to be done basically by people in spacesuits that produce it. We're showing video of it in a Petri dish right now being heated up, a tiny crystal. So, again, other iodine does not come from this pure, deep earth source. It comes out of seaweed. It is chemically extracted, so there's byproducts. This is the only iodine like it. It is the best like it. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And I'm just saying that because Weldon just walked in and told me we're selling out quicker than we thought. We had tried to – notice we haven't sold out of this in about 6 months. We used to always sell out. We finally bought a ton of it. And I had to, of course, get more, jump through all the DEA hoops and the rest of it and get the crystals. And then now we're busy trying to get it manufactured again. So you better order your Survival Shield X2. It's a great gift for friends and family. You name it, InfoWarsLife.com. But be sure and consult your healthcare provider or physician before using it because you will go through a detox within 2 to 3 weeks. It's not a game. It's not a joke. And what it's done for my skin and everything else is just off the chart. And iodine has changed my life. And so as I got into iodine the last 3 years, I became an expert. And I innovated. And we... Now I've brought you original Survival Shield. That's excellent, but Survival Shield X2 is just off the chart. We have plenty of original Survival Shield, but it may be all you can get if it sells out. So that's the way this goes. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. I'm going to stop plugging right there. We do have Steve Quayle coming on, right? That's a Roger confirmed. So I know there was some debate. I wanted to get him on for 2 hours, but we already had another guest set up, so we had been debating whether we'd move Steve Quayle. He is 100% set up. He's going to be back on Thursday for a part two. Good, good. Okay, here's the headline, CNS News. Suspect in killing of deputies was twice deported. It's not that I hate the illegals, period. A lot of them are hardworking, good people. It's that they're above the law. And if a sheriff or police department reports that they're felons, this is in the news, the Democratic Party comes after you. Why does the Democratic Party want illegals to be godlike, above the law, and then every criminal running from justice worldwide comes to the United States? But it's an unwritten rule. If you're a criminal from Africa or Europe, they actually report it. It's like a Hispanic mafia, but it's not even a Hispanic mafia. Hispanics don't want criminals running rampant on the streets. I've seen no numbers showing that. Why do the Democratic Party and the Republicans aiding and abetting them want unlimited criminal illegals with huge felony records not being deported, using any fake name they want, robbing and stealing and home invading in Chicago and in Detroit and in New York? If you look up the crime waves, there's always been the black on black is the baseline crime wave, killing each other. It's terrible, but that's what's going on. It's like Charles Barkley came out and said, why are black folks the only people on average that think having a prison record gives you street cred? That needs to change. He put out statements and was attacked for it. But that does go on with the whole gangster culture being pushed by MTV. But separately, you've got Latin America emptying out all its criminals, kind of like Fidel sent all his criminals over in the Cuban boat lift. It's not that Cubans are criminals on average. It's that that was a couple hundred thousand criminals out of jails. And that's what Latin America does, is use the United States like a giant toilet to dump all the criminals. And they're just running around robbing, killing, molesting, drunk driving. I am sick of it. Something has to be done.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From the water table to our soils to the atmosphere itself, our world is becoming more and more toxic each and every day. But it's not just the air outside that's toxic. Indoor air has been shown to have 2 to 5 times higher concentrations of pollutants than even outdoor air. And most Americans spend 90% of their time inside using toxic chemicals within their homes. There are more than 42 million smokers in the United States. Well over 1,000 types of mold and mildew linked to numerous conditions. And don't forget the fact that 6 million Americans live with pets they're allergic to as well. When I began to research these statistics, it was clear to me it was time to start cleansing my lungs in order to combat the toxic environment that we cannot escape, but that we can fight back against. Made with organic and wild cultivated herbs and manufactured in the USA, the new InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse is here in a convenient spray bottle that can be brought with you throughout any toxic environment. Now available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.